So one of the areas where a person has to wash his hands, we mentioned, is a person who's touched the areas of the body which are normally covered, areas of the body which are sweaty. So what are those halachas? I want to talk about those areas. We'll start from the top down. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a point which says that not only is this halacha applied to touching the parts of the body which have become significantly sweaty, etc., but even the clothing which the nature is that it becomes sweaty to the point that it becomes the part which is sweaty becomes repulsive, also requires one person to wash his hands. So one example of that is a person, he gives an example of the inside of a hat. The person has an old hat which he wears for a long time, so inside the band becomes very sweaty and dirty and such like that. So a person would touch that area, a person would have to wash his hands. If a person has a yarmulke like that, hopefully you don't, but if you do, you would have the same thing. One of the questions Mr. Shimura touches on is the inside of the ritzuas. The person that wears, you know, I've changed many people's people's ritzuas for their tefillin for shalrosh. I have to tell you, sometimes I wash my hands after I touch those people's ritzuas, because they're clearly, you know, certain people sweat more than others, and it's been sitting on their head for days and days and days, you know, with the sweat in it, it becomes the underside of the ritzuas become sweaty and full of that type of that repulsive stuff which is there. So I wash my hands after I do that. Not everybody's. I don't do it right away, that you should see me doing, running to wash in front of your face, but it's uncomfortable touching it. So a person would have to wash his hands over there. So let's say a person's putting on his tefillin. So he asks an interesting question. He's putting on his tefillin and he's touching inside of his ritzuah. So a person in that situation should actually avoid touching inside of the ritzuah. He should use a yarmulke or something like that to put it on to avoid that the shiloh, or he has to wash his hands. Alternatively, he has to go wash his hands after he puts on his tefillin shel rosh. A person's hair. So just touching a person's hair is not mechayev washing one's hands. But a person would be scratching his head, scratching into the scalp underneath the hairs. A person would have to wash his hands. A person should avoid that during davening and during learning, because that's something which would be mechayev a person to wash his hands, and he cannot continue davening or learning until he washes his hands. If a person would do that in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, he should not do so. But if he does, so you can't walk out to wash his hands, but he should at least rub his hands onto something which can cleanse his hands. A garment, etc. A person touching his beard does not mechayev you to wash your hands, and even scratching inside of your beard does not mechayev you to wash your hands, but it should be avoided. Preferably it should be avoided. Okay, so we've covered most of the head. We'll continue with the head and down the body tomorrow. Have a good day.